Your closing speech was very emphatic.
Yeah. That's right, yes. I mean, I feel that that the public haven't realised that these cuts are brought about by Labour spending in the past and actually bankrupting the country. So, unfortunately, we've taken steps to not be Portugal, not be Greece, not be Southern Ireland.
But you're Preston.
We are Preston. And as such, we had got a strong budget going forward, which the Labour Party will now have to stick to. They can waste a lot of the balances that we have, which are mainly for grass cutting and grounds maintenance in the north of the city. But clearly that will be something they can get through, because they've got 29 hands that can go up now, and we've only 28 if we all vote together.
This was a crushing blow for you, losing control of the council.
It was a crushing blow to us to lose control of the council, but politics is a nasty business, and our blow was the fact that the Liberal Democrat vote absolutely collapsed, and they lost out in Larches, just as we lost out in Ashton.
Do you blame them for losing control?
I don't think we can entirely blame the Liberal Democrats for us losing control. We should have won more seats, and we didn't. So therefore, we're down to 21, and then the Labour group are on 29.
So did you not get your message across as clearly as you wanted to? Did you not work hard enough?
We probably didn't get the message across as to what had caused the cuts. I think that is the issue. So the issues that we lost this on were national issues. It was about education, it was about healthcare, all things which are not controlled by Preston City Council. It was also highways, which were not controlled by Preston City Council. So there was a number of issues where people felt that the Labour group were offering them a solution, and it's now up to the Labour group to actually produce that solution.
And they say that you're quite bitter in your speech. Would you reject that? Or
I'm not bitter. I'm just absolutely Ken Hudson.
And finally, what is the lasting legacy of not just Ken Hudson, but the Conservatives? And then
we've still got Tithe Barn development going ahead, £700 million. We've got the Central Business District going ahead, another £300 million, £1 billion worth of investment into the city of Preston, and a guild which is ongoing.
Thank you very much indeed. Have a very good rest of the day.
Right.